the law assumed sermon, the gospel afterthought sermon, the God loves you anyway sermon. I've written an article in the latest issues, etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
The Bible gives President Trump the moral authority to use whatever force necessary, including assassination or even war, to take out an evildoer like Kim Jong-un.
The Democratic Party has been led astray by the abortion rights movement that thinks that this abortion messaging is a winning strategy. It simply isn't a winning strategy outside California and New York.
The Reformation is the crystallization in God's providence of the gospel and of the authority of God's word. And it is a reminder to us that it's exactly what we need today.
This is Flo from Idaho. Locked and loaded Lutheran ladies love listening to the straight shooters at Issues Etc.
I remember doing this once or twice, attempting in high school, thinking this looks easy. Maybe it is as easy as it looks. I think it was with a girlfriend's Jeep, doing a little off-roading. She had a Jeep. It was a four-wheel drive, and I thought, how hard could it be to just go off-roading through a field? A lot harder than it looked, turns out. I think almost every time I've attempted this, I have ended up stuck someplace, and hopelessly stuck. Now, if you do that with theology, maybe a similar danger exists. Welcome back to Issues Etc. Live on this Friday afternoon, the 18th of August. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Pastor Chris Rosebro about doctrinal off-roading during our segment This Week in Pop American Christianity. And a little bit later, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners, where we play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Then after you've heard the four soundbites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll vote for one of the soundbites to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. That's coming up here in just about a half hour on this Friday afternoon. In the meantime, it's time for This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today, we'll talk doctrinal off-roading with Pastor Chris Rosebro, pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
Most preachers, I think, in Pop American Christianity would claim to believe in that Reformation doctrine of Scripture alone, but in practice, do they?
No. It's a great theory for them, and over and again, you're going to hear evangelical pastors really kind of, you know, propping up their church as a church that is a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. In fact, the fellow that we're going to be listening to today, that's one of the things he does regarding the church that he is the vision-casting leader for. It's called Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas. And this is a fellow who would tell you, he teaches the Bible. He wants people to know what the Bible says. At least he gives lip service to this idea of sola scriptura. And I would note that at the Cathedral of Frisco there at Elevate Life Church, that they don't pray to the Virgin Mary, and they don't believe in indulgences, and they don't teach the doctrine of purgatory. And if you were to ask them why they don't teach such doctrines, they'd say things like, well, none of those things are taught in the Bible. So they have some concept of this idea that the Bible is authoritative. It is where we're to go for our doctrine, teaching, practice, all of these things. And yet over and over again, there's this weird cognitive dissonance that takes place in evangelicalism where they affirm the Bible, but their pastors on any given Sunday are engaging in off-roading. They're somewhere else.
So just briefly before we hear some examples What do you mean by doctrinal or theological off-roading?
So the idea here is that as Christians, the idea is that we believe that what Scripture says. And Scripture teaches very clearly that we are to believe, teach, confess, defend the faith once delivered to the saints. And so when we talk about the church being Catholic, small c, the idea here is that we have a universal faith, we have a revealed doctrine. There's nothing new. And so we as Christians, the idea is that we follow a well-worn, well-beaten, although narrow path. And that is the path that the saints before us have gone, that the prophets and the apostles have blazed. And although it's a narrow path, it is not off-roading. It is something that is well-worn, and you can follow it quite easily. And the way you do it is by following what Scripture says. Theological off-roading, though, or doctrinal off-roading, is where we decide that we're going to leave the beaten, narrow path and see if we can blaze a different trail. The problem is that there is no map for when you leave the trail. We don't know what's out there. There could be dragons and monsters and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. But over and again, the fellow who innovates is the fellow who leaves the well-worn, narrow path and ends up off in the weeds and the quagmire of their own, well, their own heart. Kind of that's the way of looking at it.
So what are we going to hear first from Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas?
So we're going to be listening to the vision casting leader there. His name is Keith Kraft, and he is also on television. And you may be familiar with him if you know back in the 90s and the early aughts, if you were to follow that evangelism team called the Power Team or something like that. He was a bodybuilder who can tear phone books in half, you know, with his bare hands and this kind of thing. And he's now the vision casting leader. And what he's going to be doing is in this sermon titled Staycation, Find Your Rhythm, he's going to set up kind of like the standard evangelical way of setting up a themed sermon series. And we're going to note that we're off somewhere else rather than in the biblical text.
Elevate Life, let's put our hand over our heart and make our declarations. Come on, say it with me. I am who God says I am, a child of God, the righteousness of God. I am the apple of God's eye. I am God's workmanship, created for good works, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Today, I open up my mind to receive the Word of God so I can think like God, be like God, and do life the way God intended for me to live. Let's lift up holy hands. Come on, say it with me. Come, Holy Spirit, help me elevate my thinking so I can elevate my life in Jesus' name. Amen? Yes! So glad you guys are here. This is the second week of our staycation series. And hey, well, as I start this message, one of the things that I wanted to tell you, of course, our theme this week is New York. My family's been to New York several times. It's one of my children's favorite places to go. I should say my girls. Josh didn't really care about going anywhere. But the fact is, there's some cool stuff about New York. New York sets train tracks on fire to keep them free of ice in the winter. Pretty interesting. Hey, let's just light everything on fire. That didn't sound like a hazard, does it? New York City is the city with the largest Polish population after Warsaw. One in every 38 Americans live in New York City. Isn't that crazy? The city gets about 15 times more snow than the South Pole every year. This shouldn't be too surprising, though, because the Antarctica is a desert and therefore receives very little precipitation. Einstein's eyes are locked in a safe deposit box somewhere in New York. The Empire State Building has its own zip code. How about that? And then there's a man who mines sidewalk cracks for gold. And he makes over $600 a week, all in New York. Now, Frank Sinatra singing, New York, New York, if I can make it there, I'll make
it. Oh, Chris, that has to be the weirdest example you have ever, and you brought some weird stuff. So I take it he just kind of mined Google for thing, or maybe just a BuzzFeed link for facts you didn't know about New York?
I think so. And you just have to ask the question, what purpose does this serve in a sermon? And so, I mean, the job of a pastor, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, is to preach the word, you know, the Bible, you know, the written word of God in season, out of season, you know, teach what's in accord with sound doctrine. Or as Jesus puts it in Matthew 28, that we're to make disciples of all nations, baptizing, teaching all that Christ has commanded. And you start off with a sermon opener like this, and you just think there's no way that you're going to get any kind of substantive look at anything that Jesus taught, anything that Jesus commanded, anything that the apostles recorded for us that was revealed to them by the Holy Spirit, or any of the prophets of the Old Testament. We're just off in I relevant world? I don't know, but I mean, how relevant is this? I mean, if I'm going to be playing, you know, Friday night, maybe canasta with the friends or something like that, and I just decide to throw out, you know, hey, did you know that, you know, they light the train tracks on fire, you know, in the wintertime in New York City? Everyone's going to go, whoa, that's just some great stuff. But it has nothing to do with discipleship or teaching sound doctrine. It's just out there. And then when he sings the Frank Sinatra song, you have to be wondering, where am I? Am I at church? What is the purpose of this? And why did I wake up on a Sunday morning to come here to listen to this? You just have to wonder.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about doctrinal off-roading. I mean, that's straight off the road. He's in the weeds. Maybe. With further examples, we'll see where he might be headed. I don't know. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Why are there four Gospels? What happens to unborn babies when they die? What does it mean to fear God? Find faithful, Bible-based answers to tough theological questions when you read the August issue of The Lutheran Witness, a magazine of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit cph.org/try-Lutheran-Witness to get 6 issues for only $6.99. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church of Chehalis, Washington. Biblical, historic Christianity. Whose source is Scripture, whose heart is the Gospel. If you're in Southwest Washington, join us for the Divine Service. You will receive Jesus, crucified and risen again for the forgiveness of your sins. We promise. For more information, call us at 360-748-4108.
An oasis in the desert of pop American Christianity, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
When you're a pastor's wife, you get a front row seat to the work of the gospel, a front row seat to the ways that our Lord provides for his people.
God deeply, dearly, profoundly loves every single human being. to entertain racist thoughts is to be anti-love, to be anti-God and anti-truth.
What is the Department of Health and Human Services, and what gives it the authority to tell an order of nuns that they have to provide coverage for contraception in their health care plan?
We find preachers and churches and Christians who blasphemously want to be more gracious and kind than God himself. They want to out-gospel him.
Just a taste of the sound bites we'll be playing for you here in a few minutes when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll play those sound bites, and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote for which one you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can also vote via Twitter at IssuesETC and at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking doctrinal off-roading with Pastor Chris Roseborough. Chris, what's the next example of doctrinal off-roading that you've brought for us from Elevate Life Church in Frisco, Texas?
All right. Now that he's set up the theme for the sermon that we're listening to parts of, he's now going to introduce the doctrine that goes along with the theme of New York and rhythm and things like that. And I'll let him explain what it is that he's going to teach, why it's so important, and also note that he's kind of held back from teaching this in the past. He'll explain that as he sets up the next part.
We're talking today about the rhythm of life, and is there New York's a crazy place that never sleeps. In fact, if there's one city in the United States of America that's out of rhythm, it would be New York. I'm talking about a subject that is one of the most important subjects, I think, that I could ever teach on. In fact, it's so important that I've waited to even really teach on it outside my mastermind. I've taught some of the people who are part of my CEO masterminds. I've taught some of this in the context of that environment because it really is, it's a very deep subject, but yet I'm gonna simplify it for all of us. But the subject is rhythm, rhythm. I teach about rhythm versus routine. A lot of people, their life is filled with routine, but they're out of rhythm. And in fact, most people, they look at their daily routines and it's kind of the tail wagging the dog rather than realizing that we all have a rhythm and we need to strive to build our routines around our rhythm so that our routine doesn't get us outside of our rhythm. And it's so important because the number one killer in the United States of America is heart disease. And why is that? It's because people's hearts get out of rhythm. You know, somebody, their heart doesn't get out of rhythm just because they've eaten bad, although that could be a part of heart disease. But your heart gets out of rhythm or in arrhythmia because of your life being out of rhythm. And while doctors don't necessarily talk a lot about that, they'll just say, oh, it's stress or something's caused your heart to get out of rhythm. The fact is your heart has a rhythm, your body has a rhythm, your life has a rhythm.
Okay, Chris.
I'm sorry, but this is so absurd.
I don't even see a connection between New York and what he's talking about now. This isn't free association, because free association assumes that there actually is some association. This just is stream of barely consciousness.
Yeah, think of it this way. I mean, he's not only off-roading. I mean, clearly he has taken his vehicle down a very steep embankment and has jumped a cliff and has crossed a chasm and somehow landed without killing himself. But I mean, seriously, I mean, in preparation for our segment today, I actually did something kind of silly. I went into my Logos program, which I use for Bible study, and I have my Pieper's Dogmatics, and I have my copy of the Book of Concord, and I did a word search in the Book of Concord and Pieper's Dogmatics, as well as the scripture, looking for the doctrine of rhythm and routine, and I couldn't find anything. I mean, every one of my searches came up, nothing.
I could have saved you a lot of time and told you it wasn't worth looking, but...
Well, I had to do my due diligence because, I mean, somebody's going to sit there and go, I'll find it. And they'll find some weird, obscure thing, you know. It's in the formula of Concord, you know. It's in Article 7, paragraph 243. It says the word rhythm somewhere, you know. They'll do that. Somebody's going to challenge this. But you're going to note here that, okay, you've woken up, you've gone to church, they've done their, 45 minutes of standing on their feet doing praise and worship with their hands in the air, and, now that everyone's sitting down and trying to cool off, and what they're being taught, I mean, it's nowhere, and he was literally set this up as saying that this is probably one of the most important things that they could ever learn, and yet, in nowhere in the Bible... Nowhere in our dogmatics, nowhere in our confessions, nowhere in the sermons of the church fathers do you find them talking about the importance of having a good rhythm that our routine flows from so that we can avoid, heart attacks. this is so bizarre.
Okay, so we often kind of try and make these distinctions when we evaluate some of these things that are popular in pop American Christianity, and what we run into a lot is that what the preacher is saying is not necessarily false. It's just irrelevant, or it's not necessarily untrue. It just has nothing to do with what Christians need from the Word of God in terms of law and gospel.
Now, this is absolutely the case. Now, again, you're going to note that when we talk about sola scriptura, over and again, we're often challenged by fellows in the Roman Catholic Church or who are part of the charismatic movement, and they'll sit there and say, nowhere in Scripture does it teach sola scriptura, so you Lutherans are over a barrel. And I keep coming back to what Christ says in the Great Commission passage in Matthew 28. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing, teaching all that I have commanded. And I just simply ask the question, where is the only place I can go today with any certainty, that I'm getting what actually Christ taught, what he commanded, what he did? And the answer is the only place I can go is the written word of God. And that's going to include both Old and New Testament. Jesus Christ, basically putting his stamp of approval and affirming that the Tanakh, the Old Testament, as we have it, that that's the very word of God itself. And then, of course, he's saying to his disciples, the one who hears you hears me. And so those disciples become his apostles. They're the ones he sent, and they're the ones who recorded for us all that Jesus did, taught, commanded, confessed. Everything that is relevant for life and doctrine is there for us. And this is the material that we use in the discipling task. And so this is why then Paul in the pastoral epistles talks about the importance of a pastor to preach the word, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, to teach what's in accord with sound doctrine and rebuke those who contradict it. The only place we can find this sound doctrine is Scripture itself. But over and again, people who call themselves Christians have become completely bored with the Word of God, and they really don't want to hear it. And so they're surrounding themselves now with pastors who will tell them anything they want to hear, as long as the thing they don't want to hear, as long as the thing they want to hear is not the Word of God. They're not going to teach them that in any kind of way, shape, or form. And it's so obvious now. It's like epidemic levels of, as far as, major megachurch pastors who on any given Sunday do not bring God's word in any substantive way at all. It's just nonsense and ear-tickling. And even what we just heard Keith Kraft here say, I'm pretty sure that getting out of rhythm isn't what causes heart attacks. I mean, now it's getting like sketchy on, you know, like even the data that they're bringing to bear and the relevance of their own messages. I mean, they're just making stuff up now.
The most terrible thing about what I think we would refer to here as a famine of God's word. There can be a famine of God's word that God causes, where people reject his word and he withdraws his word. Then there could be a famine of God's word like what we're hearing here, which is no one seems really interested in God's word, and the preacher's certainly not that interested in it. So they just get together and talk about something, anything else. But this is the kind of thing that I think if I got up, and I hope the same is true of you, if you got up on a Sunday morning and attempted to do this in Consfinger, not even cracking the scriptures, making reference to them, You might get kicked out of your church.
Yeah, let's just put it, the elders and deacons would be in my face, you know, in line, you know, because you know how we, you know, after the service, you know, we go to the back of the congregation and people, you know, as they come out of the church, they shake our hands, right? So I'm pretty sure that somebody would grab my hand and not let go of it and escort me into a private room to say, what on earth was that? Because your job is to preach the word, and that wasn't the word of God. I don't know what that was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we would have a conversation. So,
all right, there's another, another bit of advice from Keith Kraft in Elevate Life Church.
Yeah, so this is him now going to really flesh out this rhythm doctrine, and he'll give us the definitions.
But anyway, I want to talk about finding your rhythm. Finding your rhythm, and your rhythm of life is your way of life. You create a better rhythm and you create a better life. So everybody has a rhythm of life, but they may not realize that they have a rhythm of life. They've chosen a rhythm of life, whether they realize it or not. It's by default or by design. And I'm going to just introduce this concept because I want to help you find your rhythm. So what is rhythm? Take a look at your notes. Rhythm is the choreography of your life to the beat of your heart. It is a divine understanding that God has a plan and you're a part of that plan. He has a purpose for why you were born, and your rhythm is to live knowing that your life has meaning and purpose. You know what's interesting about that is that when I did this study last year on the Blue Zones, and actually not only read the Blue Zones book, but began, it's always been intriguing to me in my adult life about anti-aging. In other words, can you reverse the aging process? And the fact is, we know we can't. You know, there is no magic Ponce de Leon, sort of young river that we can find and turn back the time. Even Cher sings about it. If I could turn back time. I mean, if I could turn back time, but I do want to grow old well. I do want to grow old gracefully. Maybe another word, gratefully. And just because you get older doesn't mean that things have to get worse. I think you can get older and things get better in Jesus' name.
Okay, I could literally hear the tires spinning in the mud at that point.
Yeah, that's right. He's stuck. There's no way around it. He I don't even think he can find his way back to the well-beaten but narrow trail here at this point. I mean, he is stuck in mud and quicksand, and there's just no way to save this. I mean, his definition was sketchy. I mean, and it was based on this whole dream destiny thingy doctrine. And I still have no idea what a blue zone is or why you would mention such a thing in a sermon. And so the one thing that's not happening, let's just point this out. The one thing that is not happening there at the Cathedral of Frisco is people being discipled in the Word of God. They're not being taught a biblical text. There's no exegesis going on. They're not learning any biblical doctrine. They've learned nothing about what's in the scriptures. They've learned nothing about Jesus, although he did say in Jesus' name he thinks he wants to grow old gracefully or gratefully, and we heard the name of Jesus mentioned, but we've learned nothing about Jesus, what he's done for us, you know, or what he's called us to do. There's nothing in there about repentance, forgiveness of sins, bearing fruit in keeping with repentance. This is all just nonsense. And everyone there is, just kind of eating this up and thinking, yeah, this is the best thing ever. And I'm saying this isn't even a meal. Gandhi ate more than this, you know, when he was on a fast. So this is just so bizarre to listen to. And yet, as I listen to more and more evangelical sermons, this is what they're turning into. We're not being the evangelicalism is not, for the most part, being taken over by a really sly, subtle, or slick, nuanced heresy. Evangelicalism is falling to almost like this growing nihilism. It's this nothing that creates nothing, that teaches nothing, that says nothing, and yet everybody is excited about the nothing, and they say ooh and ah about the nothing. It's this pseudo-profound nonsense that really, at the end of the day, equals nothing. And that's what theological off-roading leads to.
With about a minute here, you and I have both had the experience of, over the years and decades, being contacted by people who came out of this, as they say. That's what I came out of.
Mm-hmm.
With about a minute, what does this kind of, I'm not going to even call it preaching, this kind of fluff, nonsense, what does it in the end produce in the people who are sitting in the pews?
It produces anxiety towards God. I know that kind of seems like a weird thing to say, but it does. Because at the end of the day, this kind of preaching is a form of law preaching, but it's not really the preaching of God's law. It doesn't lead to holiness or repentance or something like that. It's always and again steps that you've got to apply to your life to make it better. And when your life goes through the inevitable difficulties that we all experience because we're all under the curse, you begin to doubt that Christianity works, that Jesus is real. It creates all kinds of anxiety, and there's a hunger, and people think that there's got to be more to this. And over and again, I hear from people who have gone into Lutheran churches for the first time. They will come out, and over and again, I hear them say, I heard more scripture in one Lutheran church service than I have in an entire year at a megachurch. And that is not hyperbole. That's actually what's happening nowadays, because, you know, we follow lectionary and we have an Old Testament reading, we have an epistle, we have the gospel. But, you know, what this creates in them is confusion, doubt, anxiety towards God, and a belief that they're just not measuring up, or that, and they have no peace with God with this type of preaching.
What kind of doctrinal off-roading are you going to be discussing tonight on Fighting for the Faith?
Well, tonight we will be playing a best of program. I've been catching up on things this week after our PCR conference last week, taking a little bit of downtime. So tonight will be a best of, and so I haven't picked the episode yet. I've got just a few minutes to do it.
You can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith right after the live broadcast of Issues Etc. in about a half hour. That's how much time you have, Chris, at piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
On the other side of the break, we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners on Fridays at the end of the broadcast week. We've assembled four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Interesting stuff all around, but you're going to have to pick one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You get to choose from Katie Schuerman on A Pastor's Wife's Blessings, Dr. Peter Krawski on Does the Bible Support Racism, Dr. Ryan Anderson, What Would Strike the Constitution's Framers About Religious Freedom in America Today? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Peterson on Jeremiah and False Prophets Today. Those soundbites will play for you on the other side of the break. Then you vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is next.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
The Law Assumed Sermon, the Gospel Afterthought Sermon, the God Loves You Anyway Sermon. I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled An Updated Listener's Guide to the Pulpit. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Matt Richard details his journey from folk Lutheranism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Memoria Press invites all Issues Etc. listeners to explore our Simply Classical curriculum, a set of full-year academic curriculum packages for children with learning challenges. Our classical writing program and our Christian studies are now based on your favorite CPH Bible storybooks. To learn more, visit classicalspecialneeds.com and use promo code LPR to save on your initial purchase. That's classicalspecialneeds.com.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Fresno, California. Trinity Lutheran, Casper, Wyoming. Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas. Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming. Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California. St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa. Redeemer Lutheran, Caca-Beca Falls, Ontario, Canada. St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin. And St. John's Lutheran, North Prairie, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.